And Fiona Kelly is back with It Says in the Papers.
Ongoing reaction to the suspended sentence given to an army private for a violent assault. An apparent impasse between pilots and management at Aer Lingus, surging house prices and an historic sporting victory for County Louth are some of the stories carried on today's front pages. The Irish Times leads with a report by Arthur Beasley about a naval officer who is still serving as a member of the Defence Forces almost a year after he received a suspended sentence for a violent attack on a former girlfriend. David O'Gorman pleaded guilty to the attack on the woman in Limerick in May 2020, which left one of her eyes permanently displaced. On foot of protests over the weekend about the suspended sentence handed down to Army Private Cottle Crotty last week for an unprovoked attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick, Beasley reports that Judge Tom O'Donnell, who gave Crotty that suspended sentence, was also the judge in David O'Gorman's case. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Star reports that Maeve McLachlan Doyle, whose ex-husband, former Gartha Mark Doyle, recently received a six-year jail sentence for repeatedly assaulting her, is keen to connect with Natasha O'Brien to start a movement against gender-based violence. The industrial dispute between Aer Lingus pilots and management generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail, which characterises the current situation as an impasse. The Irish Independent builds its lead story around figures from the Real Estate Alliance Average House Price Index, which suggests that a surge in landlords selling up has put pressure on tenants to buy and has led to a price hike of €30,000 on the average family home. The opposition of Irish bishops to the recommendations of an Oireachtas committee on assisted dying receives coverage on the front of the Irish Examiner, and a protest in Belfast city centre on Saturday against Israeli military action in Gaza is the lead story in the Irish News. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the 12th Earl of Shaftesbury, Nicholas Ashley Cooper, who owns the Bed of Loch Ney, is considering handing over its ownership to a charity or community-based trust. The Loch, which is the source of nearly half of Northern Ireland's drinking water, began to attract attention last summer when it became covered in toxic algae. The axing of Lottie Ryan's Drive Time show on 2FM, which she has been presenting with co-host David O'Reilly for the past 2 months following the departure of the two Johnnies, generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. Elsewhere this morning, the most photographed man in today's papers has to be Sam Mulroy, the Louth footballer, who's winning free against Cork in yesterday's game, put his team into the quarterfinals for the first time ever. The Independent flags a story in its front page about how Revolut agreed to refund a cybersecurity expert who contacted the paper after he had €5,000 stolen from his account while he was sleeping. Maurice McDonough has a story in The Times about Ilan Pipers, Paddy Keenan and Mickey Dunn, who have just embarked on a two-week journey in a horse-drawn barrel-top wagon to pay tribute to their forefathers from the travelling community. The Examiner has a picture story about an annual party which Cork woman Lillian O'Donoghue hosts in her home in Glanmire, which she has turned into a shrine to Coca-Cola. Lillian, who appeared in a documentary about collectors in 2016, has a chandelier in her kitchen made out of bottles of the fizzy cola drink. And she tells Sarah Horgan that she also gets shares in the company every year as gifts for birthdays, Christmas and Mother's Day. And finally, John Burns has a story in The Independent about how Shane Ryan, son of the late aviation entrepreneur Tony Ryan, is planning to divide up and sell a 1,000-acre stud farm and estate in Kentucky, which his father bought in 2001. One of the most notable features of the estate is a 124-foot high round tower, which we're told is a replica of the Rock of Cashel from Tony Ryan's native county of Tipperary.
Fiona Kelly, thank you.